Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Vierals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Cash reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt is walked intentionally. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Castro pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lolick moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to third. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew throws the ball into Allen, who tags Lump, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wirt scores. Lolick scores. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bill Plyce now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.